At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter sent out every day. Cliff Notes version of the show. Go to danpatrick.com, enter your email address in the box, and you'll receive it at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, Monday through Friday. Got a poll question? Got a couple of stats of the day as well to bring to your attention. Jay Billis from the Mothership will join us. He was on the call Illinois and Michigan last night. I tuned in, but I quickly tuned out because Illinois dominated Michigan, and Illinois, without its best player, beating Michigan handily. I did watch West Virginia and Baylor. That was a lot of fun in overtime as Baylor picks up the win. We're reaching the end of the regular season in college basketball, and basically it feels like we don't know anything here. Now, I know Gonzaga's really good. I don't know. I expect Michigan to be there at the end. Baylor has been very good, beating a really good West Virginia team. But it feels like it's going to be another topsy-turvy moment here for college basketball. The last time we had a Final Four, which sounds strange to say, was 2019. Virginia, Texas Tech, Auburn, and Michigan State. And the Spartans were the only team we probably expected to be there, although Virginia was the best team in the country for quite some time. And this year, you probably could see some wild cards. It feels like it's every year now, the last couple of years, last 5 to 7 years, where we go, hey, anybody, anything could happen. I think when Butler made it to the championship game, that's where you said, and they did it twice, where you go, dare to dream. You have Selection Sunday coming up, and no easy answers as you try to figure out the direction of college basketball, or certainly, and more importantly, your brackets. Last hour, at the end of the last hour, Paulie brought up a draft analysis that was turned in by Chris Sims of Pro Football Talk. And he had quarterback rankings here. And he surprised a lot of people. He has Zach Wilson as the best quarterback in this draft, followed by Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, Kellen Mond from Texas A&M, Justin Fields, and then Trey Lance. Now, he's been doing this the last 3 or 4 years where he'll rank the quarterbacks. I go back to 3 years ago today. He put out his list, and he had Lamar Jackson, the number one quarterback, Josh Allen, number two quarterback, Baker Mayfield, the third best quarterback, then Sam Darnold, and then Josh Rosen. He did pretty well with that list there. Nobody had Lamar Jackson that high. No one. Josh Allen was viewed as maybe a project. And then Baker Mayfield, Heisman Trophy winner, Cleveland Browns take him. Sam Darnold was probably considered the second best quarterback in that draft, going into the draft. Yeah, McLovin.
More first by a lot of people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But Chris Sims will join us on the program tomorrow. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. I still love the fact that David Carr works for the NFL Network. And he was on the show. And he was asked about the Russell Wilson rumors, the teams that he could go to. And he said, if I'm one of these four teams, I call the Seahawks about Russell Wilson and I do it yesterday. David's brother is Derek Carr, who plays for the Raiders, and that's one of the four teams that could be interested in Russell Wilson, or Russ would be interested in joining them. I would love to hear that conversation when David and Derek talked later in the day. Say, hey, what's up, man? Oh, not much. How about you? Not much. Why'd you say something stupid about if you're the Raiders, you call up the Seahawks? Oh, yeah, my bad. Or what if he says, look, I'm an analyst, and then your brother. And I have to be honest. That's what you want, right? That's what you want. Let's see. What else do we have here? So Jay Billis will join us coming up a little bit. By the way, do you know Jay Billis was in an episode of The White Shadow?
No. I love that show.
Yes.
Does that timeline match? I thought... What year did Jay Billis graduate high school? Like 78?
Paul, are you questioning my research?
No, I'm just shocked by it.
Well, apparently McLovin is too. Yeah.
Did he play like the opposing rich kid team center?
He was on The White Shadow. He looked boy band hot. Had, you know, hair, bangs. Yeah. Google it, as the kids like to say. Jay Billis on The White Shadow. Yes, McLovin.
Can I make a confession? I always thought Ken Reeves, who played the coach,
yeah,
I thought he was a former NBA player turned actor, and I don't think he was he?
Well, no, his character, he played for the Chicago Bulls, but he suffered a knee injury, and therefore he became the head coach.
And he never, the actor was just a tall guy.
Yeah. Ken Reeves was just an actor. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you're absolutely right. I got the clip here. It's Jay Billis in The White Shadow. He's 6'7", about 185. He's thin, swoopy hair. Kind of looks like a Cassidy brother from the late 70s.
Why do you question me?
I'm not. I'm saying this is...
But you guys did.
We were surprised.
That I did homework or that Jay Billis was in The White Shadow?
And I nailed it. He was the star player for the rich kid team that came into play.
Players Championship, TPC Sawgrass, March 11th through the 14th on Golf Channel and NBC. So Jay will join us coming up here in a little bit. Poll question, McLovin, from the first hour. I also saw something that... Mel Kiper, draft expert, he was asked, if you combine the 2020 and 2021 draft classes, how would you rank the top 10 quarterbacks? I have that for you coming up here in a moment.
Speaking of Kiper, I'll save it.
Wait, I just asked you the poll question.
I know, but you brought up a name that's very sensitive to me right now.
What is wrong with you?
I want to get into Mel Kiper. I mean, what does he know about the drafts? How long has he been doing this?
Is this the Tuesday mid-morning quarterback on Wednesday?
Yeah, okay. I think it's about time somebody questioned. Yeah, I have an issue with his latest mock draft.
All right, I'll give you, I'll make way for you. But it,
okay.
Okay. How much time do you need to rip Mel Kiper?
I didn't say I was going to rip him.
You said you're going to get into him.
60 seconds.
All right.
By the way, poll result, would you boo James Harden? 83% yes, if you were a Rockets fan.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I really don't. If you want to boo him and you're one of those in attendance, then boo him. If you want to celebrate him, great. I'm not going to criticize anybody if they boo or they cheer. It's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, that was a great moment in Houston sports for the regular season.
If you're a young fan in Houston, do you root for the Nets to win a title with James Harden? It's kind of like, do Patriots fans, did they root for Tom Brady?
Well, I think there are a lot of people in New England who did root for Tom Brady. Absolutely. You could still root for the Patriots and root for Tom Brady, but I don't know if there's like a 13-year-old there in Houston this morning going, man, I just love the Nets now because of James Harden. I'm going to guess there are, but I have no idea. It's kind of tough sledding for a Houston, you know, fan right now. When you think of all the sports there, I mean, the baseball team is branded cheater. Texans are headed down the wrong way on the escalator. The Rockets, hey, maybe they'll have the number one pick in the draft. There's your positive right there. That's about it. Yeah, McLovin.
I think University of Houston's really good this year with Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that really matters.
By the way, isn't that town all about college football anyway? Do they care? How much do they care about the Rockets at the end of the day?
Well, not that much now since they dropped 12 in a row. That's why I think they're only allowing 2,500 to go to the game tonight with the Nets. I was wondering, can they get 2,500 that want to go to the game tonight? I guess because the Rockets, you know, playing the Nets and James Harden, so maybe people want to go out and say goodbye to James Harden. Maybe they didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Now you get your chance to say goodbye to James Harden. Had a great conversation with Greg Anthony of TNT and NBA TV. Any interview you miss, you can go to danpatrick.com. But we went back and forth. He tried to make a case for James Harden and, you know, that maybe the Rockets quit on him as well. It's a stretch. Because in my opinion, James Harden is the one who was orchestrating everything. Style of play, who they brought in, who they shipped out, and then all of a sudden he says that this isn't fixable, and then he wanted out. So that's why I couldn't. If I had an MVP vote, he would not be in consideration for the MVP. Because I have to look at the totality of this season. He quit on this team, and then, hey, can you help me out and send me to the Brooklyn Nets? Hey, I'd like to be reunited with KD. All right. But Greg Anthony thought otherwise and said, you know, maybe the Rockets are partially to blame. I guess this season, but not the previous seasons. And I can't, like, if you start to think of empty points, Harden, fascinated with, love watching him. I've said this, but when you think most points by a player without a championship, you know, James Harden's on the list. Elgin Baylor's up there. Elgin had a knee injury the year that the Lakers won 33 in a row. Allen Iverson. Iverson did take, you know, an average team to the NBA Finals. Ice Gervin was never on a great team. He was a great player. Harden's in there as well. Karl Malone went to two NBA Finals, but no championships there. But at least, you know, some of these guys, they came up big in the playoffs. James Harden doesn't come up big in the playoffs, any big games. I mean, it's really rare. As great as he is during the regular season. And maybe they can limit his minutes and he has his leg. He never seems like he has his legs when we get to May or June. He just doesn't. And that's somebody who needed load management. Because once he got to the postseason, he was average. Yeah, McLovin.
He reminds me a little of Philip Rivers running into the Patriots. Like, he ran into that great Warriors team a couple times. I think they might have made a finals if Steph Curry and KD weren't there.
Yeah, and if Chris Paul wasn't injured, you know, they might have gotten by them. But the great ones overcome somebody eventually. You know? The Bulls overcame the Pistons. The Pistons overcame the Celtics. Like, you eventually get past that guy, that team. And, I mean, that Oklahoma City team was a wonderful team when he was there with Durant. But Houston was always interesting. But there are teams that are interesting during the regular season, and then their flaws show up in the postseason. It's like the Milwaukee Bucks. They're great during the regular season. Get to the postseason, see their flaws. Yeah, Paul.
But athletes don't, for the most part, don't do that anymore. Instead, if their team can't overcome another team, they join that team or they build a new team. If LeBron can't get past teams or can't get free agents, he moves to where he can get free agents. They don't sit idly, not idly by, but they don't just chip away for years and years anymore.
Well, it's like Kevin Durant. He could have joined any team, but you join the Golden State Warriors, who you should have beaten, and then you'd go, hey, you know what? I'll take your criticism. For a guy who doesn't take criticism, hey, I guess I'll take your criticism. I guess we'd criticize him either way. Why not win a championship or two? Yeah, McLovin.
Do you think that was the right move now? We've had a little distance from it.
It's only what he thought was best. It's not what I think. Those are his rings, his legacy, not mine. You know, would I have preferred? I don't like when you join up. Like I would always want to beat somebody. I would always want to compete with somebody. But that's just me. Kevin Durant may go, you know, hey, how can I be one of the greats of all time? LeBron did this. LeBron heard everybody say, hey, you want to be as good as Jordan? You want to be the chosen one, King James? Win some titles. He wasn't going to do that in Cleveland. And then if he didn't leave Cleveland and then he was trying to go back there, well, they had Kyrie. So because they were so bad, they got Kyrie in the draft. He's not winning a title without Kyrie. And then they make the trade for Kevin Love, where they send Wiggins there, the draft pick, to get Kevin Love. If LeBron stays, they don't get those players. He left. They were able to kind of strengthen the roster, and then they made the Kevin Love trade, and then they won the championship. But LeBron heard the whisper. Well, they weren't even whispers anymore. It's like, you got to win some championships here. That's why he went to Miami. And then when he got there, and then he thought, you know what? Cleveland has a roster that I can go back and be the conquering hero, and I promised Cleveland I'd win a championship. And then after that, wherever he went, nobody cared. Like, you earned it. You could go wherever you want. You want to go to the Lakers? Go to the Lakers. And that's how we got to where we are. And KD wants to win. KD, in his mind, probably thinks, what if I win 5 or 6 titles? Where do I rank? Because Tim Duncan winning those championships in San Antonio puts him in the top 10 of greatest players of all time. Without those, is he LaMarcus Aldridge? Like, if he doesn't have those championships, who is Tim Duncan? He's a wonderful player. Is Tim Duncan better than Kevin Garnett? Well, he won all those titles. What if Patrick Ewing had 3 championships? Then it's different. What if Barkley had 3? It's different. Karl Malone, if he had 3, it's different. Championships, that's how you end an argument. Yeah, Paul.
And works this way with coaches, too. I think it was summer of 99, Phil Jackson took the Lakers job. He took the Lakers job when Kobe Bryant was 21 and Shaquille O'Neal was 27. Yeah. That's why he joined the Lakers. Yeah. He didn't take that hard road of rebuilding the Bobcats. You know, Phil Jackson is, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer. He's got rings for days. But he got young Kobe and prime Shaq.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Laura in Boston. Hi, Laura. Welcome back. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. So my worst of worst from last, well, couple weeks is the Bears. So what are they doing? They hire another offensive, you know, coordinator or whatever, but we kind of actually need to have an offense for someone to actually coordinate them. And you can't even sign Allen Robinson, and their press conference yesterday was a complete joke. It made absolutely no sense.
All right. Well, thank you, Laura, for calling. I didn't schedule any Bears talk today. Maybe Laura could call Paulie off the air and they could talk about the Bears.
Yeah, we could have a little chat sesh.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw where the Bears might be interested in Alex Smith. I thought I had the great scenario where Alex Smith goes to Jacksonville, reunited with Urban Meyer, and able to help tutor Trevor Lawrence. Now I'm finding out maybe the Bears are high up on the list because he could be their quarterback at age 36. If I'm a Bears fan, as much as I love Alex Smith's story, I don't want a 36-year-old quarterback. I got Nick Foles. I don't need Alex Smith. Yes, McLean.
I was wondering that, like, the mentality of a quarterback is the best chance to play the most important thing, even though Jacksonville, the way you describe it, is such a great situation, but he's going to be like, I could probably get in here. I could probably get some stats.
I know that he wants to play. They all want to play. Nobody goes, you know, I'm okay with being a backup. Maybe Chase Daniel does. But these quarterbacks all want to start. They all want to play, of course. But Alex Smith, if I'm Urban Meyer, reach out to Alex Smith and just say, look, I can't promise you anything other than you're going to be on my staff. Yeah, I'm going to have you as my quarterback's coach, and you're going to be the backup quarterback. You're going to help me with Trevor Lawrence. You know, I'll get you some playing time, and you may even start the season for us. But you want to morph into being an offensive coordinator. Maybe you want to be a head coach one day. I'm going to make sure that you get that opportunity. Like, that would be the approach I'd have if I'm Urban Meyer. But, you know, I saw where the Eagles might be interested in Alex Smith. The Bears interested in Alex Smith. We're talking about all these quarterbacks and Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. Imagine if you're a Bears fan, you're going, and we're going to get Alex Smith. Wait, what? Why aren't we all in on Deshaun Watson? Yes, McLeod.
Now my Eagles fans, friends, they're upset about Marcus Mariota because they feel like he's got God. Eagles written all over.
I know. What are the Patriots doing? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, do you know?
No. Nobody knows anything about the Patriots. If they say they do, they don't.
Isn't it obvious?
I don't know, is it? What is the obvious answer, Seton? Patriots apologist?
Cam Newton.
Oh, Cam's coming back. Well, yeah. That's no fun. Come on.
Just saying.
But our guy Tom Curran went out. It's like he basically said there's no way Cam is coming back.
Oh, well, then it must be true.
Wow.
What?
Whoa.
Wow.
Why are you taking a shot at Tom Curran?
I don't know.
I inspired him by going after Kuiper.
Yeah, let's just take them all down.
And by the way, we should be clear. This is not Dan Patrick saying any of these things. That's one of those times.
Oh, does it get attached to me that I'm calling out Mel Kuiper?
As heard on Dan Patrick's.
It's always like Patrick Flunky calls out Hairdo, you know, something like that. They always write around it.
By the way, I'm not going to call out Kuiper. I'm a huge fan.
Well, wait a minute. Are you?
What are you worried about?
I don't like negative. I think Mel Kiper is great. Like, I don't want to say anything negative about him overall. I just think he's got his mock draft completely wrong.
Yeah, but I need flame throwing. Like, I don't need that.
Well, you don't want a flame throw around Mel's hair though, because that's dangerous.
It's flame retardant. But it's not like Mel's driving here. Sorry if you can call him out. It's the spirit of. You know, sports debate.
Can we call out Chris Sims for this quarterback
list?
Yes,
you can call out Chris Sims. He'll join us on the show tomorrow. Everybody else is, you know, ripping him. Let me take a break. I got to get to Jay Billis because Billis is a very busy guy. Take a break. Jay Billis will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Did you guys see we need to replenish the Built Bars? Like, I have to announce this on the air to Built Bar to send more Built Bars. I got to start rationing these things out. I truly do.
Because better hiding place or something.
Well, I like the backroom guys because they work really hard in long hours, and I like them to have maybe a snack instead of a meal. They can get a protein bar.
Or only they somehow know where it is.
No, it's right there in the mail room. It's right there. You go out that door.
No, believe me, I know where it is. That's the problem.
But there's some great flavors here, and it's a protein bar. Now, mint brownie, cookies and cream, coconut. You got salted caramel. I think there's either 16 or 18 flavors. I haven't tried them all, and there's a reason for that. High protein, low sugar, low calorie, and it's a protein bar. Check out all the delicious flavors at BuiltBar.com. Make sure you use the promo code DP20. Get 20% off your first order. BuiltBar.com, promo code DP20 for 20% off. And when you get them, make sure you hide them. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night was Jokic's 50th career triple-double. 50 already. Over the last 20 seasons, there have been 77 triple-doubles by seven-footers. Jokic has 50 of the 77. Here are his numbers out last three games: 19, 11, and 13, 39, 14, and 9, 37, 10, and 11. But McLovin falls asleep watching Jokic play.
Oh, he's a great outlet passer. Oh, man, let me fire up YouTube for that.
You just don't understand basketball. The purity, the you know.
Oh.
Let me bring in a purist. Jay Billis, ESPN college basketball analyst. How would you answer that when people say Jokic is boring?
If you think greatness is boring, what are you going to do? It's kind of like Ben Crenshaw was a boring putter. He just made them all. Like, what are you going to say?
Yeah. This is what I deal with, though, Jay, every day. I can only do so much entertaining a nation in these 3 hours. And I did make the Danettes aware of one of your great acting performances. You were in The White Shadow, and you were in high school, I believe, at the time. No lines in there, but you did give me the smirk that led me to believe that you could have been a great Duke basketball player. After seeing that smirk as if it was a bad call or Coach K's yelling at you, explain how you got the role in one of our favorite shows, The White Shadow.
Well, that was my high school basketball team that played the opposing team to Carver High School in that episode. And one of my high school teammates, Matt Baker, who I grew up playing with, his father, Dick Baker, was the head coach at Loyola Marymount years ago, and was a technical consultant for the show, The White Shadow, because of his basketball experience. And he had been an extra in all these, you know, great shows back then, like Mannix and the $6 Million Man and all that stuff. And so he got us on the show. And I just happened to be the one that they picked for the coach to yell at. Apparently, I had that kind of face that, you know, and it was also foreshadowing for my college career when that was basically every halftime and postgame of my college career that Coach K would wear me out. But that was 1979, I think. And none of us knew that was The White Shadow. You remember, was one of the most popular shows on television. And none of us knew that all the guys in that show were like in their 30s. And we had no idea. We thought Coolidge was our age or Salami was our age. We're talking to these guys. They're lighting up a cigarette in between takes. And we're going, yeah, my mom's picking me up after this. You know, how are you getting home?
Could Coolidge play?
He was the only one that could. They had on the soundstage where those games were, the court was really small, and they would just run the camera on a dolly opposite the direction the team was coming. So it made it look like it was a regular court. And then they had a ramp for the guys to dunk off of. But Coolidge was really the only guy that could play. And then they had a guy that would come in named Wolf Perry, who yeah. played for Stanford. And was a great player, but he wasn't, I don't think, one of the regulars on the show. But the other guys couldn't play dead.
Did you get paid?
I don't remember. I don't think we did. I was later a member of the Screen Actors Guild because I'd done commercial work, and then I did a movie. I played an alien cop in a movie in the late 80s. But I don't remember whether we got paid. It was only a couple of days that we did that, and we were extras. We might have gotten a few bucks, but I just don't remember.
Wasn't the line, I leave in peace, you leave in pieces, or something like that?
Yeah, so the movie, this was in the 80s, late 80s. It was called I Come in Peace. It was originally entitled Dark Angel. It was a Dolph Lundgren movie, and I played an alien cop that was chasing around an alien drug dealer. So the alien drug dealer's line was, before he killed somebody, was I come in peace. You know, he was a lying alien in addition to being a drug dealer. My lines were, I had a death scene in the back of a car that really brought tears to everyone's eyes. An amazing, Sir Laurence Olivier complimented me on it, thought it was better than the death scene in Camille. The only bad part is I couldn't be in the sequel.
But did you have lines?
Oh yeah, I had a lot of lines. I got I think they call it single card credit back then. And it was such a bizarre thing for me to have gotten that part, in the movie. And I was so giddy about it. Like, you know, I had been handed this golden ticket type of deal. And then I realized afterwards that movie was a big break for a lot of actors that were in the film. And I was early on, I was treating this like it was some kind of lark. And then I took it a lot more seriously after that when I realized, hey, these guys, this is their career. And for me, you know, I kind of just got lucky.
Is that a volleyball over your right shoulder?
No, it's a basketball. My wife is a professional artist. And when the pandemic hit, and this is my home studio where I do, you know, sports center hit, stuff like that. And so when I was up here all the time, she just decided if I was going to be stranded in my studio, I ought to have some, if I was going to be like Tom Hanks in Castaway, I'd have some company. So she painted me my own Wilson.
And you have
it's a basketball though.
A Patriots helmet.
Yes. There's actually a story behind that. When I was, it was probably about 10, 12 years ago, I was playing golf with a friend of mine. He has a mutual friend that happened to be Tom Brady and his father, Tom Sr. And we were playing golf in South Carolina. And Tom Brady Sr. asked me, hey, we're flying out of Charlotte tomorrow. Can you recommend a hotel? And I told him, hey, look, why don't you stay with me? My wife and family are out of town. We're moving to a new house soon. So it's a mess, but I'll take you to the airport in the morning. And so I wound up putting Tom Sr. in my daughter's room. And then I was going to put, you know, the Super Bowl MVP Tom Jr. in my in our guest room. And he said, no, I don't want to mess it up. And I'm like, dude, we're moving. It's going to be messed up tomorrow anyway. And he said, no, I'll sleep in this room. And he picked my son's room. My son was like 11 and he had a twin bed in there. And so, OK, I'm not going to argue with him. So he slept in the bed. The next day, my wife calls and I said, you won't believe this, but Tom Brady stayed overnight here. And my son was like, are you kidding me? You know, he wasn't there. I wasn't there. So I come home from work one day, probably a week later, and he's watching an old rerun of the Brady Bunch. Remember the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
And he's watching on Nickelodeon. And he says to me, and he's like all mad. And he says, everything works out for the Brady Bunch. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, Marsha lies about knowing Davy Jones and Davy Jones takes her to the prom. Bobby lies about knowing Joe Namath and Joe Namath comes to his house. And he goes, Tom Brady slept in my bed and nobody believes me. And I thought that was the funniest thing. And I called this buddy of mine that knew Brady. I told him the story. We got to laugh over it. And about 10 days later, this helmet comes to the house. And it's signed to my son, Anthony. It says, to Anthony, you have the best bed in Charlotte, Tom Brady, 12.
I like it.
And I was like, that is the coolest thing anybody's ever done for a kid. I couldn't believe how nice that was. And anybody says anything mean about Brady, I'm always like, no, you can dislike him as a player. But that's one straight up good dude.
He's Jay Billis. We were going to talk college basketball.
and I ruined it.
Yeah, no, this was better because I've watched college basketball this year, but I don't know anything about college basketball. I know Gonzaga and Baylor, Michigan, but then I thought I knew Michigan. And I watched Illinois without their best player dominate them. So if you were going to give the Cliff Notes version to somebody right now, a couple of weeks before Selection Sunday, what would you say?
I would say that Gonzaga and Baylor and Michigan are the three best teams, but they're the three best teams because they're not only really good and can win the whole thing, but they're the highest level consistent, absent that performance last night by Michigan, where they just weren't prepared for a fight. And Big Ten team, the Big Ten is the best conference. They've got the most depth of teams that can make a Final Four, but teams like Florida State, can certainly do some damage. You know, Houston's pretty good and can do some damage in the tournament. The one thing, Dan, that I would caution sounds like the wrong word, but that I would remind people is because of the pandemic, we didn't have non-conference games where the little guy could show how good they are. And so we're going to have some seeds in this thing where the little guy's way better than we think. And because we don't have the data of those games against the big shots. And so it seems like they're not as good, but I'm not convinced that's true. I think we're going to have some volatility in this tournament that's going to come from us just not having seen the data of early season games where the little guy got to take a swing at the big guy. And that's going to be delicious and wonderful, or maybe it's going to really piss us off. I don't know what's going to happen.
But I'm also wondering, you know, people rail against Duke or Kentucky or Indiana, Duke and Kentucky, but if they're not in the tournament or Michigan State's not in there, like, is it a better tournament if other teams get an opportunity to be on center stage as opposed to the normal blue bloods?
I would say, I mean, there's a yes and no to that question. I mean, I think more people, it's almost like if you have a World Series where you have two small market teams playing the World Series and the ratings are really low. It's great to see those teams compete, but at the same time, not as many people are interested. So without Duke, Kentucky, if Michigan State doesn't keep winning, maybe Michigan State doesn't make it. Kansas is firmly in the field, but Kansas isn't as good as they've been in the past. They didn't win the Big 12. Baylor won it. So I think the tournament will be diminished in a way. But it's kind of like I liken it to when Tiger Woods shot 81 in the British Open in that horrible weather that one year. It was compelling to watch that. And I think it would be compelling even to watch these teams struggle if they're not as good. But I don't think we're going to, we're clearly not going to have Kentucky. There's no way they're going to win their tournament to pull this out. And it's 50-50 whether we have Duke. I think Michigan State will probably make it. I know Kansas will make it, but it's been a really odd year.
What kind of pros are we looking at in the tournament? Future pros?
Well, we've got some really good ones like Cade Cunningham, Oklahoma State. I think they're going to make it even though they're under a 1 year postseason ban. It's really bizarre from that whole FBI thing. The most minimal of issues got them a postseason ban, but it's under appeal. And if as odd as it sounds, if the appeals committee doesn't hear and rule on the appeal by the tournament, Oklahoma State's going to play. Cade Cunningham's going to be the first pick.
Okay.
He had 40 the other night in a game against Oklahoma. He's the real deal. He's really good. Jalen Suggs of Gonzaga, another sort of one-and-done player. And everybody seems to be okay with one-and-done when it's a Gonzaga. They just don't like it. Kentucky or Duke. Like, you know, it's so weird. Like, he goes and he's a great kid, but some of these other guys. But Gonzaga, it's not an issue, but it's an issue at Kentucky and Duke. That's being blamed for Kentucky and Duke's problems this year, as if the last 10 years didn't exist. And this is the only data point we have of one and done. But there are a bunch of really good pros that we're going to have. And Corey Kispert at Gonzaga, even though he's a senior, I think is a lottery pick and is probably undervalued as a truly great player in basketball that I think he's going to play, if he stays healthy, 10, 12 years in the league and be an outstanding player.
Is Garza at Iowa, is he Jeff Rulin 2.0?
Different. Back, how different the game was back then. I think Luka Garza is going to play in the NBA. His limitations are real, though. Like, he's not a defender. He doesn't play above the rim. He doesn't finish above the rim. But he can step away and knock down shots, and he's a really good player. But it's kind of like a Tyler Hansbrough type thing. Like, Hansbrough was a great college player. Luka Garza is a great college player. Hansbrough was a serviceable pro, and I think that Garza will be better as a pro because he can step away and knock down an NBA three, which Hansbrough was not proficient at. But he doesn't get up and down the floor the way you would hope he could. And he's not a shot blocker. He's not a high volume rebounder. And in pick and roll situations, he's going to get attacked. But that doesn't mean he can't play. It just means it's going to be an issue for him in being a great player at that level.
There's a poll out. Well, it's a list. I hate lists, but I still read them. This is SB Nation had the top 50 college basketball teams of all time, what they did in that individual season. And North Carolina State is the fifth best with David Thompson, 1974. North Carolina with Michael and Perkins and Worthy, that's four. Duke in 1992. Indiana undefeated is number two on that list, 1976. And then Bill Walton's first year as a starter at UCLA, 1972, is the number one team of all time. Any issues with that?
How could you not have a UCLA team with Lou Alcindor not on that list of at least the top five? I mean, that, I find that laughably absurd. And, when the pandemic started, we did at ESPN, the greatest college basketball player of all time bracket, and they had men and women and
I didn't
and all
do
that.
Well with this, Jay. I was angry, and I even
I was too.
Too. Like, Michael
I was
Jordan
too.
Is not the – Kareem is the best player of all time. Not even close.
It's not close. It's not any metric you want to use. It's not close. And look, I get it when fans vote on that stuff, but give me a break. I mean, and if we're going to do these lists, like the truth is UCLA would be the top eight they were so dominant and so good. And having back to back, I remember one time that somebody at Duke, frankly, and it was while Leitner and Grant Hill and Bobby Hurley and Thomas Hill were there. I was a grad assistant, and somebody had said something about UCLA about, of course, wouldn't won so many. He had Alcindor and Walton. And I go, okay, that's five. He won five others and without those guys. Yeah. And, you know, I was really sensitive because I grew up in Los Angeles and people always said stuff like that to put down UCLA. Like, wow, you know, the West Coast back then, you know, they didn't have to beat anybody to get to the Final Four. And I'm like, well, nobody beat them once they got there. Like, how did that not happen?
And he won a title with maybe the smallest lineup to ever win a title.
In 64, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it in 64. Then after Alcindor left, He won in 70 and 71
Steve
before
Patterson.
Walton got there.
Yeah, Patterson.
And Curtis Rowe, Sidney Wicks, all those guys. I mean, that was an extraordinary run. But Alcindor was the best player. And those teams, like, I don't care what Mike Warren was the point guard for Alcindor's teams. And are you telling me, like with Alcindor out there, that they couldn't have beat some of the teams on that list? They absolutely would have done. And it wasn't that far removed from when Indiana won in 76 that we couldn't compare those teams. We could.
Great to talk to you as always, Jay. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. And hopefully we'll talk to you here real soon.
Yeah, if you want any more stories about some of the other helmets, I can waste all your time with it. Just
I like
let me
it.
Know.
I like it. It's great for radio. People on radio really appreciate that when you talk about something visual, Jay, as only you can. Thank you, bud. We'll take a break. We're back after this. McLovin, I guess, rips Mel Kiper coming up next hour.
Well, when you put it like that, yes.
It better pay off.
It won't.
I want Mel Kiper to react to this. That's how much I want you to rip Mel Kiper.
He's definitely not on Twitter, so that's not happening.
All right, back up to this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes gold-class car wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included hot shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdrawals about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Martineau leaves the puck in the Nashville zone, tries to go across to Lorenz. Puck is knocked down. Lorenz scores! Steven Lorenz, his first first National Hockey League goal. And he gives the Canes a 3-0 lead.
Hurricanes currently second in the Discover Central Division. Play at home next against the Red Wings. That's courtesy of Fox Sports Carolinas. Discover NHL, matching all the cash back you earned at the end of your first year. It's like cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. Cashback match only by Discover card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. I was going to mention this with Mel Kiper because Mel is combining the last two drafts, not this year, but the two previous ones. And where would those quarterbacks rank? He's got Trevor Lawrence at number one, Joe Burrow two, Tua Tagovailoa at three, Justin Herbert at four, Zach Wilson five, Justin Fields six, Mac Jones seven, Trey Lance eight, Jordan Love nine, and 10th on his list is Jacob Eason and Jalen Hurts. All right. Look, it's Mel's opinion on these guys, and this is what he does for a living. So, I mean, I may not agree with those. If I was looking at that list, I would put Justin Herbert over Tua Tagovailoa. But these are pre-draft grades, in fairness to Mel. Pre-draft grades. But Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow, and then you had Tua and Justin Herbert. Obviously, he would change that now that you would put Justin Herbert, and you might even put him two over Joe Burrow. But Zach Wilson's getting a lot of love, and so is Mac Jones. Yeah, Paul.
Trevor Lawrence, maybe Andrew Luck, but Trevor Lawrence is probably the only NFL prospect at quarterback that I can ever remember with zero criticism. I haven't heard anyone say anything specific. You know, I still don't know what Sims is saying that he does wrong or doesn't do as good as Kyle Wilson, but I haven't heard anyone say, he doesn't make this pass. He doesn't do this thing. He doesn't run well. There's been zero criticism of him in his career as far as a pro prospect. It's almost surreal.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow when Chris Sims joins us. We'll find out why he loves Zach Wilson more than Trevor Lawrence. I don't think he's alone. I think that people are probably hesitant to put that out there. And even the person who put it out it's an anonymous scout, I believe, who said that his draft board that his team had Zach Wilson higher than Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. But stay tuned. Next hour, McLovin rips Mel Kiper.
Is the possible criticism of Trevor Lawrence, could he be too tall? I know that sounds weird, but like, remember that 6'6 line? We did that bit where if you're 6'6 and above.
Yeah, you don't want to be 6'6. You want to be 6'5.
Yeah, I don't know what Lawrence is. He's right around there.
Yeah.
Like kind of tall, kind of stiff maybe? I don't know.
The only thing I heard, it wasn't criticism of him. It was more criticism of Dabo Swinney in the offense. They rarely threw over the middle and that he would throw on the sides, but you know, outside the numbers, but he didn't throw over the middle. And in the NFL, you got to throw over the middle. But that was the only real criticism, but that was really their offensive strategy. Yeah, McLeod.
I've also heard, you know, he lost that. He looked kind of bad in the losses in the Final Fours. Not bad, but I think that's unfair.
Yeah, and also his replacement looked good when DJ came in when Trevor was out. Some, you know, that supporting cast that he
had. Absolutely.
Never quite sure. It's what makes it even harder to assess the talent, certainly at the quarterbacking position. McLovin rips Mel Kiper coming up, final hour.
Hot, 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 hot.
Close out the second hour with ZipRecruiter. Best teams start with great talent. And sometimes it's just better than average talent. But hey, you know what? Getting better. What was the expression that we had for management that you guys were
solid and improving?
Solid and improving.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter's looking for something a little more impressive than that. If you're looking to hire somebody, look to ZipRecruiter. Because ZipRecruiter, they're able to find you somebody. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get that quality candidate within the very first day. How about that? You post a job on ZipRecruiter, get sent out to over 100 top job sites with one click. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology scans thousands of resumes, profiles, and they want to make sure that they find the qualified people for your job. Then they invite them to apply for the job with one click on ZipRecruiter and try it for free. My listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick, ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick, the smartest way to hire.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.